Greetings. Welcome to Chapel Gathering. In the holy name of the Trinity, as we gather in this way. Today we are going to continue the preaching class series, and we have Shirley Stewart Jones, who will be sharing with us, Touched with Faith. Jesus wanted to, do you? Good question. As we go through the series, there's still about five or six more preaching students, so hang in there for some ongoing fun and engagement. But today we are here to center and be present to what Shirley has to share with us and to what God is inviting us into. So pray with me. Thank you, Spirit of Christ, for being present to us in this way, in this day. That it is your day that is wide open for us to explore and to be present to your touch. So help us to notice where you are in each other, in those around us, in the community of faith, and beyond these walls. Thank you for your presence, and help us to know that you do choose to love us because of your exuberant love in Christ. Amen. Mark 1, 40 through 42. A leper came to him, begging him, and kneeling, he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him, and he was made clean.
In chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, Where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well.
Thank you.
Hebrews 11:6. And without faith it is impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Shirley?
Yes.
Spirit of Christ, be present as Shirley shares with us. Bring her to a deep focus of your love and your love for us. Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I would like to say a prayer first before we get into the service. So pray with me and for me. Heavenly Father, here I stand before you, your humble servant, here to pass your word and let everyone know within this house how blessed we are that you granted us a new day. A day that we have not seen before, a day of grace, a day of mercy. We ask that you keep looking after us as you have always done. Guide us and deliver us through all the individual problems that we have. Let us know nothing is impossible without you. So I say to you, grant me this day, and let me make sure I pass the word that you have put into my body and soul in the love and the mercy of Jesus Christ. Amen. Touch with faith. Touch could come in many formats. Touch could be a look. Touch could be a smile. Touch could be an embracement. But touch without faith is not a true touch. I chose Mark 1, 42 to 40, because it talked about a disease that many people have and was considered outcast. Because of the disease. It was foul, it was smelly. It also distorted one's faith and distorted their visual body structure. But this man came to Jesus and says, on bended knees, if you're willing, you can clean me. Jesus, in his own wisdom, reached out his hand and touched the man who had leprosy. And the leprosy was gone. He cleaned them. So how many times have we reached out to someone and given them hope or desire? Or were we too afraid of what they represented that we did not have the courage to be like Jesus? So I say to you all that sometimes we as Christians is not willing to do what we need to do. It gets very difficult, yes, but we could do it. But like anything in Mark 1, he healed this man, he made him clean, and you know the news of a miracle went on. And that's why I chose the next scripture, which was Luke. Because here Jesus is, as he's entering into a village, and there is 10 men who are exposed to leprosy. And from their distance, because they had to stay away at a distance because they were unclean, and they had to shout out, I'm unclean, I'm unclean. But Jesus, Jesus, masters, have pity on us. And Jesus looked at them and told them, go show yourself to the priests. And they went. And as they went, they were clean. Now, as they're walking, imagine you look down at yourself and you notice you have no more sores on your hands. Your face feels good again. And what does this one does? He turns around and runs back with all the power within him and says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have cleaned me." And then Jesus says, "Was that not 10 of you? Where's the other 9? And then he looks down at his feet, where this man who is very humble that God has cleaned him, and he noticed that he's a Samaritan. And he says to him, "Rise and go." Because this man knew he was truly blessed. He was truly blessed that God allowed Jesus to be there to cleanse him. So that brings me to another story. This happened many, many years ago, but during our time, well, not all of y'all times, because some of you are younger than I am. But it still was before my time as well, so just let me clear that up as well. It was 1940, June the 23rd. A young girl was born into a beautiful family of 8 children and prior 11 half-sisters and brothers. But she was born sick. She was born premature. The doctors didn't think she was going to live through that. But her mother and family were praying people. Then when she turned 4, she developed polio. The doctor said she would never ever walk because of her leg would be too weak. And she had to wear a brace on that leg. But coming from a large family that prayed together, decided that they were going to do something different. They were going to exercise her leg. Every sibling she had in there took their turns and massaging and giving her strength, because they were tired of seeing her sit on the sideline while they're running and jumping and she's sitting there. So they said, "Oh, no. You got to come too." That sounds like Jesus. "You got to come too. You know, we're going to make this work. We're going to do what we need to do. We're going to give you that touch of love that you need." And they worked and they worked. Then all of a sudden, as she got older, that leg got stronger. And as it got stronger, they realized that she could run. She could run out anybody in the neighborhood. Matter of fact, in 1956, she won a bronze medal because she went to the Olympics. She was in the 4K. And then in 1960, she was the first black woman to win 3 gold medals for the 100, the 200, and the 4K meter. I'm telling you, this is Wilma Rudolph, a woman who doctors said is not going to happen. She will never walk right. She will wear this brace. But see, that family knew God. They knew God that if I will put my hand on my child and tell her each and every day, with every massage that I am giving her, from myself to her siblings, she will walk. But not did she just walk. She became the fastest runner there was during the Olympics in 1960. So when we go back to Luke, Jesus gave these men the power of being cleansed, Nobody thought enough for one person to come back and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. As we look at Hebrew, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Listen to that again. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because all who comes to Him must believe He exists. And if you believe He exists, you will be rewarded. Wilma Randolph family believed in God. They were rewarded. Her brace was no longer needed. That's a touch of love, a touch of faith. I stand here before you because I am one of those individuals. I haven't always been blind. I have to say that I did lose my faith. I am human, and I did. And I say, God, why me? Why me? And then as I reflect back on it and going through John, the touch is there, but the touch for me is in a different way. He has granted me a sight that I can see probably better than some of you all. But I want to say this to you, that no matter what you're going through, what you think is impossible, is not. Because once you have developed that inner core of the touch that God gives each one of us, as long as we believe in Him and seek Him, we are going to have a life that is full of joy, regardless if you're without work today, regardless something is going terribly wrong in your life right now. Only you and God knows that. But all you got to do is take it to Him. Take it to Him and leave it with Him. Believe me, He does reward. I have not accomplished anything in my life greater than being here at Eastern Mennonite School. I did not accomplish any of my goals for school until after I went blind. I went to community college, then went to George Mason, and then I'm here at Eastern Mennonite. I never would have thought that I could do this with a lot of patience now, don't get me wrong. But God has been there for me. And He's there for each one of us here in this room and beyond this room. So I want to say to you all, when Jesus says, I want to, believe it. And you believe it, it will come back twofold. Understand that if God is willing to touch something that's unbearable for us to even think about, what do you think He's going to do for things that's not unbearable? Bless you two times fold? Maybe. But your faith is within each one of yourselves. So I'm saying to you today, if God wants to, and He's given us Jesus Christ to deal with these doubts that we may have, and He wants to, what do you want to do? Do you want to look at our world and the position that it's in and do absolutely nothing? All I can say is shame on you, because Jesus is willing to do it. Let us be willing to do it. Let us count our blessings and let us thank Him for those blessings. The more you give thanks unto Him, He gives back. So I say to you today, open up your hearts, receive the givings of the blessing, and turn to your neighbor and say right now, touch with faith. In Jesus' name, I thank you.
Well, what are you waiting for? Turn to your neighbor and touch them in Jesus' name. Bless you, Shirley, for sharing your narrative, inviting us into these passages about who Jesus is, and helping us to notice, or at least re-notice, the inner core of Jesus' touch.
Oh.
Heavenly Father, as we leave from this beautiful chapel that's here at Easter Mennonites, I ask that you watch over each and every one of us, guide us and protect us, allow us to remember the touch of healing is called by all of us to do our daily work. Let us stand here and say, if Jesus is willing, so much I. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.